Elhamdülillah. Elhamdülillah. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Estağfurullah. Estağfurullah. Estağfurullah. Ellezî lâ ilâhe illâhu elhayyul kayyûm ve etûbü ileyh. Veslevüttettevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevvâbur rahîm. Vaffu enna ya kerim, vaffu enna ya kerim, vaffu enna ya kerim. Vahdur bina bi fazlike ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Ya Meliki, ya Kuddüsü, ya Hafız, ya Allah. El evveli Allah, el ahiri Allah. Es zahiri Allah, el batini Allah. Hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le. Eşhedü enne Muhammedun abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya seyyidel evveline vel ahirin. İşfelena ya şefiyel müzdibin. Bir rahmetike erhamen rahimin. قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأنوالهم بأن لهم الجنة صدق الله العظيم الله تعالى says surely Allah bought from the believers themselves and what they own for the price of paradise. There is one thing and one thing alone that we must never forget. Even if we forget everything else, it suffices to remember that thing. And that is that we are not ourselves if we are truly mu'min. We do not own ourselves. We belong to Allah Ta'ala. He clearly says that He has bought us. And all what we own, our minds, our tongue, our hands, our heart, our bodies, our homes, wives, children, everything belongs to Him. Last week we talked about freedom. And I had quoted Hazrat Ibrahim Adham, who said, to be truly free from this world and to be truly free from the tyranny of one's ego, of one's nafs ammara, all what one has to do is to be the servant of Allah Ta'ala. But from the time that we start walking and talking, I hope that we do all realize that all what we thought about, all what we cared about, all what we did was for ourselves. Ourselves in this world without a thought of the hereafter. Even if we become an imam and an ali or a sheikh or a faqih, as long as we are paid for it, as long as we think that we want to appear to others as an imam or a sheikh or a faqih, we are working for ourselves, not for Allah Ta'ala. So, if we forget that we belong to Allah Ta'ala, we are reminded 40 times a day when we recite the Fatiha. When we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. But before that, when Allah Ta'ala created our souls, before He even created our bodies, He addressed our souls, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? We said, Bala, indeed, you are our Lord. We signed the contract of servanthood before even the soul entered this body. We are reminded each time we make our prayers that we only belong to Him and we only depend to Him. He gives us all the tools what we need. If He wants us to be a tailor, He gives us the needle and the thread. If He wants us to be a farmer, He gives us the pick and the shovel. But we don't want the needle and the thread if we are a tailor. We want a sword. The sword belongs to the warrior. But instead of defending ourselves with the sword, we use the sword to chop rotten meat. Instead of wanting the shovel and the pick, the farmer wants a bank account instead. Now we are supposed to be doing whatever we are doing, saying whatever we are saying, thinking whatever we are thinking, in the service of Allah Ta'ala, in His name, for His sake. It is as if someone who you respect, your father has an orchard, an orange orchard. He tells you, son, will you go to the orange orchard and gather the oranges, harvest the oranges? Now you go to the orchard, but you don't collect the oranges. Instead, you do other things. You build a house, you build a road, and you say to yourself, I am doing things. But you have not done what you are supposed to do. We are like that bad son. We tell to ourselves, we split the atom. We tell to ourselves, we build 1,000-foot-high buildings, much bigger than what the Pharaoh did. We say that we are melting the pole, doing all sorts of great things, we say to ourselves, but none of it is what we are supposed to do. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, surely we have offered our trust to the heavens and earth and mountains. They feared it and refused it. Then we gave it to mankind. who took it. The heavens! Imagine the heavens. Look up there, there is no end to it. The air which we breathe comes from the heavens. The rain and the snow and the wind comes from the heavens. The warmth, the light comes from the heavens. And imagine ourselves, nothing in comparison to heavens. Think of the earth. We live on it, we walk on it, we feed ourselves from it. We live in the houses on it. Imagine the extent of the earth. And imagine your tiny cells. And the mountains you dig it, gold and silver and minerals come from it. They are huge. We are small. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. And I have honored the sons of Hazreti Adam alayhi salam. He doesn't say, I have honored the sky or the earth or the mountain or the water. Now all this we know. All this is told to us clearly. And all this is promised to us. He says, I have bought you and all that belongs to you, and I am paying you as cash, eternal life in paradise. Why do we want to go to hell? And then he indicates clearly what he wants us to do. In the Quran, in case we don't understand the Quran, and he has created a beautiful example, a teacher who says nothing of his own, who does nothing of his own, as an example for us to see how to be. In addition to that he has created us a mind and put it in that skull of ours, and a heart in which he has put our conscience in it. Giving us a system called Islam, in which when we pray, when we fast, when we pay our zakat, when we go to the Hajj, and when we do what a Muslim is supposed to do, the adab of Quran al-Kareem, it is like a school that we are taught exactly how he wants us to be. What's so difficult about it? But we forget. A rich man sent his son to the best of universities. He studied years and years and years. He learned everything which there is to learn, to the extent that he could see behind that wall what is there, while the eye cannot see it. So he came home finally, and his father wanted to test him. And he took his ring, put it in his palm, and closed his hand while his son was not looking. Son, what is in my hand? Father,
I know. Well, tell me. Well, it is round. Uh-huh. It is hollow inside. Uh-huh. It is white. Oh. Well, son, what is it? Father, it's a cart's wheel. It's a cart's wheel, this big. That is all what our knowledge is worth. All the PhDs and all other knowledge which we gather. If we forget that one thing, that we are the servants of Allah Ta'ala, and if we don't feel that one thing, what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us. Indeed we believe. Indeed we wish to obey. Indeed we do our prayers 5 times a day and fast during the Ramadan. Indeed, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, we say. Ya Rabbi, teach us the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, give us the wisdom and the knowledge. Give us the strength and the will and the pleasure of becoming your servant and doing all what we do for your sake and in your name and serving for your sake and in your name your creation Islam and Muslims. Ya Rabbi, have mercy upon us. Do not let us live this life in vain and asleep.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, wake us up
Amen.
From the sleep of heedlessness. Amen. Amen.